Our reading comes from Luke 21, verses 25 through 36. Hear God's word. It will seem like all hell has broken loose. Sun, moon, stars, earth, sea, in an uproar, and everyone all over the world in a panic. The wind knocked out of them by the threat of doom, the powers that be quaking. And then they'll see the Son of Man welcomed in grand style. A glorious welcome. When all this starts to happen, up on your feet. Stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. He told them a story. Look at a fig tree. Any tree for that matter. When the leaves begin to show, one look tells you that summer is right around the corner. The same here. When you see these things happen, you know God's kingdom is about here. Don't brush this off. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. But be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap, for it's going to come on everyone, everywhere, at once. So whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you'll have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. He spent his days in the temple teaching, but his nights out on the mountain called Olives. All the people were up at the crack of dawn to come to the temple and listen to him. May God give us understanding of his holy word. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Okay, just a little survey here. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when someone says Christmas? Anybody? What comes to mind? Yes.
Jesus.
If only that's what always came to mind. Right? But my hunch is there are lots of things, and they're not bad things. Other things that come to mind. Just happy holidays, bright lights, pretty trees, getting together with family, parties, fun, finding unique fun gifts for people. There can be all kinds of things. Decorating. For many, this is one of the most fun times of the year. A wonderful time of year. So how surprised were you as we started this first day of Advent, to start with, it will seem like all hell has broken loose. Now granted, sometimes when families get together, all hell does break loose. We know that's true. We don't want to talk about that right here, but yeah, we know that that can be the case. But this is talking about on an even grander scale. Talking about massive changes. When I first read this, part of me thought of just even Hurricane Sandy, so recent in our experience, that felt like all hell had broken loose for many, especially those I know who've lost their homes, who've lost everything that they own, who have no idea how they're going to get their lives back on their feet. And some of them, amazingly, was stunned to hear that some of them, especially along the shore, who have rebuilt their houses not once previously, but twice previously, being hit yet again. And that is nothing compared to what we're talking about here. But I think we know that life is full of challenges. It's not this happy-wappy thing where everything goes smoothly all the time, and if you believe in God and you come to church every Sunday, well then, you're going to live this golden life. Everything will be perfect. God will take care of every little detail, and he'll be like you know, your personal butler. He'll see that you have everything you want. I know, that's the religion you signed up for, right? Unfortunately, that ain't what it all is about. And it will never be that way. Our having faith is not something that keeps us from dealing with the rigors and the difficulties of life. Even within our own church family, we've seen members just even recently who've gone through very difficult things. Just two families within a short period of months. One just this last week losing a loved one. Life is hard. Life is difficult. We know of others who are struggling financially. We know of loved ones who have a faith but who are struggling with addictions of every kind. We know of others who are going through all kinds of hell in spite of faith. Our faith does not protect us from going through difficult times. But what our faith does is it gives us the strength to get through them. To get through them. We're always waiting in this life, aren't we? We're always waiting. We're always waiting, and we're always waiting with a hope. We don't exactly know how things are going to go, how they're going to turn out specifically. We don't know the details, but our faith gives us a hope. Our faith gives us an assurance that no matter how difficult things are, no matter how challenging, that God is still there by us, still alongside, still getting us through those difficult times. Walter Brueggemann wrote something that I wanted to share. He said, when we ready ourselves for Advent, what we are really readying ourselves for is the sneaking suspicion, the growing awareness, the building restlessness that this weary world is not the one God has in mind. That God will work another world according to the person and passion of Jesus. That the day is coming when love and justice will fill the universe. According to Jesus, it can only happen after the world as we know it is unplugged and dismantled. We look around us, don't we? We read the papers. We see the news on a regular basis. We're stunned to hear of the violence that is everywhere. We're stunned to hear of tragic losses. We're stunned to hear of all kinds of things that simply do not represent the kind of world that we know God wants for us. But He gives us choices. And one of the questions for us this day as we start Advent is what kinds of choices are we making in this world? And how are our choices either contributing to the evil that's in this world or contributing towards the world God wants for us? And we have to take responsibility too, because every day we're reacting, every day we're responding. And we may think that we're justified, but some of those actions are adding to what is wrong rather than to what is right and what is hoped for. It can be as simple as how you're treating someone in the store, someone who's gotten on your nerves, how you're reacting in a work situation, how you're reacting with family. Everything that we do either contributes to good or contributes to the hardness and the ugliness of this world. And so as we start this time of Advent, this time of hope, this time of waiting, this time of looking for something better, we need to be alert. Alert and focused on our Lord, but also alert to how we ourselves are choosing to live our lives, how we are choosing to interact with others. We also have to take responsibility for whether we're making this world a better place or not a better place. We live right now between two worlds, with a foot in each one. We're on this roller coaster ride right now, where we go between joys and we go between sorrows. We're in this in-between place, but God gives us a vision and a hope for something good and something better. Life may be difficult, but God is merciful and heaven is sure. With that in mind, we have nothing to be worried about. We have a hope and a vision, because life may be difficult, but God is merciful and heaven is sure. Let us pray. Almighty God, we would love to be in a fanciful world of perfection, where everything is perfect and right and good, where every day could be a happy, perfect Christmas celebration, where every day could be a party, where every day could be joy-filled. But our reality is very often struggle. We pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength in that struggle and the heart and mind to stay focused on you, and to follow your path and not the path of this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.